Dr. Saber, taking office note on patient. Omotoyoshi Oniru, O-N-I-R-U, Omo, O-M-O-T-O-Y-O-S-I. Date of birth is 9/17/1993. Date of service 10/30/2025. The biography of the patient, a 32-year-old African-American female. Referred to see me by Dr. Pond for elevated serum creatinine, to the paragraph. Past medical history is unremarkable. She is a healthy athlete. Past surgical history is unremarkable. Allergies and non-drug allergies. Social history. She's single, no kids, no smoking, no alcohol, no drugs. She works from home as a project manager. She is also in the active reserve military. Period. Family history, mother with a history of breast cancer, father with diabetes mellitus type 2, siblings are healthy. Review system reveals feeling tired and with insomnia, occasional migraine headaches, no chest pain, no shortness of breath. She does feel nauseous at times, no vomiting, no abdominal pain. She has regular bowel movements, no melena, occasional nocturia, no leg swelling, and no skin rash. For other systems are negative. Immunization, she did not receive any COVID shots. Paragraph. Current medications, none. On physical exam, her vital signs are as mentioned above. The GNT pupils around the active to light on accommodation, injective conjunctive, and non-inferior sclera, no cervical cardiopathy, no carotid bleed bilaterally, no jugular venous distension bilaterally. Most oral mucosal and pharyngeal erythema noted, two pairs of neck, supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular, and rhythm, normal soreness, two, normal measure, no friction heard. Lungs active to auscultation, no crackles or visus, her abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly. No guarding rebound or rigidity, extremities, there's no edema, no extremities, skin, no skin rash, noted neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations available to me include the following. BUN is 9, creatinine 1.21, estimated GFR is 61, potassium 4.2, chloride 101, potassium 223, the vitamin D level. Was 16. Review paragraph. Assessment and plan. Elevated serum creatinine. I highly suspect this is related to high muscle mass. We'll do a renal workup, including imaging studies, serologic workup, and quantification of proteinuria for further opinion. Next diagnosis: vitamin D deficiency. Patient will need to be on vitamin D3 and K2. Review paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Pond, for allowing me to see your patient consultation. I'll see you back in 2 to 3 weeks. For follow-up, I'll keep you updated on progress and report. Thanks. See you, Dr. Pond.